Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, do you think we'll ever record together in the same place again?
I sure hope so, Patrick. I'll leave the door open. Okay, Patrick, we are into April now, which means we look back at March. Pretty simple.
Where has the time gone?
I know, it's already April. We're a year into this pandemic business, and I'm really, really looking forward to it being over. So I'm hoping soon, but this is where we are right now. So anyway, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And when the calendar page turns, then we look back at the previous month and some new music that was released. And I'm going to do a couple of picks today. You'll do a couple of picks tomorrow. Then we get the intern picks. Then we get the listener pick. It's a whole thing. It's really become a whole
thing. I love
it.
Yeah. I love it.
Okay. I'm just going to jump right in here. Okay. I got my two picks.
Let's do it.
For March.
Yeah. What do you got?
Well, the first one here is a, I guess you'd kind of call it a super group. A super duet. Duo.
Yeah.
Super duo, like fighting crime. it's, they go by Silk Sonic. And it's Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak.
Wow.
They apparently have been working on some music since 2017. And then this is the result. They have an album coming out, the two of them together. Soon is all I know. There's not a release date yet set for the album. But they did put out this single called Leave the Door Open.
Sipping wine, sip. In a robe, trip, trip. I look too good to be alone. Ooh. My house clean, my pool warm, just shake, smooth like a newborn. We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west.
Okay, I know you've heard that already, Patrick,
but
what did you think when you heard that song?
Man, I tell you, when I went to listen to this, I think I had a mental picture of Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak and what that would be like together. But this is even more better. It's like even a little more wonderful than you would imagine. It's incredible, like how the two, you know, it's not like either performer, you know, tried to override the other one's style. They perfectly meshed the elements that they both do well. It's like the perfect Venn diagram of these two guys.
I think you hit on it exactly. You can't really tell, I mean, other than sort of hearing their voices, but you can't really tell where like one ends and the other begins in terms of the music itself and their styles. And you're right. Anderson .Paak comes from more of a rhythmic background with his, you know, drumming and all. And Bruno Mars, a little more that kind of crooner, you know, sort of style. And it just perfectly fits here. And I think it's because they do have shared influences.
Yeah.
Even though they may come at their music a little bit differently, they both, you know, obviously are Motown fans. And I think hear like Gamble and Huff kind of style.
Absolutely. Right? Good shout. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's some of that Philly international stuff. And absolutely.
Yeah. So it's great because it feels like an homage in a way, but it also just feels like a really good song. Like, I don't feel like they're trying too hard to be something else. I feel like there's a real authenticity as well that comes through. You can tell that they feel this music.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't know when the whole record is coming out. I assume it is coming out at some point. I don't know if there's a date out there yet, but it's exciting because not only to hear more of this, but, you know, reading here, Bootsy Collins does narration. So that's going to be wild.
Bootsy Collins apparently was involved with making this record. I don't know how much he actually plays on it, but he was some kind of guiding force behind it as well. And actually apparently came up with the name Silk Sonic also.
Oh, is that right? How cool. Yeah.
So that's pretty great too, right? So
Yeah, that's exciting. And until that time, you get this wonderful single, man. You know, we've been putting together, it's one of those things where you're like, gosh, this is a great song. You know, I want to put it on all my mixes and everything. Cause it, like you said, there's so many ways you can go with it. So many segues, both coming and going, that would really be cool. So
it's fantastic. And I first heard it actually watching the Grammys this year. They performed on the Grammys. And I had no idea of this project at all. And I saw that and then I was like, what is this? You know, and then I looked it up. I saw this was on Spotify and read about it and everything. It's really great. So, okay.
So cool. What a great pick. It's almost one of those ones you have to choose for the month. So, yeah.
It's too good. Okay.
Right off the top.
Now, the next one I want to get to is a band that I have liked for the last several years, although they haven't put anything out in 7 years. It's a band called Raining Sound. Are you familiar with them?
Not very much, no.
They're really the work of this guy, Greg Cartwright. He used to be in Memphis, and that's where Raining Sound began, and then at some point he moved to Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
And then started working with some other musicians under the Raining Sound banner. But now this album, he goes back to the original Memphis lineup that he had before.
Oh, okay.
That's his first time recording with them since 2005.
Okay.
And cool. They're on Merge Records, and there's an album coming out May 21st called A Little More Time with Raining Sound. And this is the first single, and it's called A Little More Time.
You keep me in stitches, but you don't heed the needle before you sew. There's someplace you'd rather be. And honey, don't tell me, cause I can read between the lines. And I'm just asking for a little more time. Reconsider if it feels like a long, long while. Mind as a tragedy, it won't let me be who I wanna be. I'm just asking for a little more time.
All right, there you go. A Little More Time by Raining Sound. I think you can hear there with the keyboards and just kind of the general groove. You can hear that kind of Memphis influence, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally. I mean, anytime you hear the organ presented in that way and in a song like that, your toes start automatically tapping. it's amazing. I love that. I love that feel. And also, I really like the way the vocal would kind of, you know, bob amongst the surface, kind of bob and weave. I love when songs are mixed like that, where it's almost, I don't know, to me, it goes back to kind of like, you know, the early R.E.M. thing where the vocals sometimes would be clear and sometimes it would be kind of down. Yeah. And I've always loved that. But yeah, there's definitely a Stax Volt soul underpinning to that as well.
Totally.
So really,
totally.
Really nice. I've never heard of this band. I'm looking them up and I have no clue. So this is incredible. They have a big discography here on Bandcamp. It's amazing.
I think to you and our listeners in general, knowing the kinds of stuff that people like, this fits right in there. There's a little bit of kind of like Dylan in his stuff. Yeah, there's a little bit of that kind of,
there is,
like you said, that kind of
blonde on blonde kind of
it's kind of that soul thing. There's some elements of garage rock in some of his stuff. I mean, it's really, you know, it pulls from a lot of the things that we enjoy. So check out Raining Sound. They have a great catalog and some really great work, and
I'm definitely gonna do it. Look forward to this.
A good sort of pop sensibility too. You could hear it there. That's a good, like, that could be an AM radio song, you know, at one point, right? So, or KTEL, your KTEL record. So there you go
Buried Outside too.
That's right,
along with Pearl Charles. That's awesome. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to wrap this up real quickly here.
Okay.
We like to do a new cover, and I have something special for the listeners today.
Okay.
This was, I guess, released in March, if I put released in sort of air quotes, but we had a bunch of listeners record a cover, Patrick, and we put it up on YouTube. So if you go to our YouTube channel, Rockin' the Suburbs, you can see the music video. I'll give all the people involved a quick shout out here, but it's a cover of the Dawes song, All Your Favorite Bands. And we got a bunch of listeners together and everybody recorded their track separately. And listener Eric Didrikson mixed it all together. And we shot a video and intern Sam edited that video, and it's up there. Go to our YouTube channel and check that out. Quick shout out the vocalists that you're going to hear. We'll just play a little bit of the audio here to play out. The vocalists you're going to hear are Jody Gersh and Jay Schnitt. And then also we have Kirk Gallagher on guitar. We got Brittany Reese on bass. We have, of course, Nicholas Nygaard's on keyboards.
Amazing. Oh, yeah.
And we have Billy Culpa on drums. So thanks to everyone who helped out. And then if you watch the video, you'll see a bunch of people who lip synced also in the video.
Yes.
So you got to check that out. It's really a lot of fun.
It's wonderful. And will this at one point be available on Kasingle, Jim?
That's I
have.
God, yes, I hope
me
so.
Too. Of course. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we're talking to Atlantic Records right now. okay. Now, tomorrow you have a couple of new music picks.
I do.
Right? Okay.
Yep. Exciting.
All right. And let's get on to that. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow. I hope the life without a shadow is what you thought it'd be.
But this is even more better.